The Valley of Dry Bones from Ezekiel 37 and from John. This story from the prophet Ezekiel tells us about the plea from the exiled children of Israel crying. The children cry to the Lord how they are but dry bones. The Lord hears them cry, and because they have forgotten the God of Abraham, the Lord sends Ezekiel to tell the children of Israel just who the Lord is. First, he takes the prophet on a journey to the Valley of Bones, of very dry bones. This was a gruesome sight for Ezekiel to be exposed. He is sitting in the middle of an enormous pile of dry human bones. Then the Lord asks Ezekiel a strange question. Human, can these bones live again? Ezekiel has the response we may all have given in his situation. O Lord God, you know. The Lord is setting the stage for both the prophet and the exiled people in Babylon. The Lord wants the people to know He is the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Creator of the world. He also wants Ezekiel to know he will be able to bring this message to the people because he will know who the Lord is. The people have lost their faith and have waited in endless misery and want to go home. The place they want to be is no longer an option, but they have the ability to return to the Lord. The Lord will bring them out of exile, and they will have the Spirit of God in them once more. It is never too late to turn back to the Lord. Nothing is impossible for the Lord, including giving life to the dry bones of a faithless people. God promises to be with us, to give us His Spirit, and to lead us to our own soil when we have fallen away. God holds on to His promise even when we turn away from God. From the Gospel of John, in a conversation about the resurrection with Martha, Jesus tells the sister of Lazarus, after she says her brother is dead, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? End quote. Our lives have been in an exile to a degree while we wait for the day when COVID numbers do not make the news. We wait for the day when we can go out in public without a mask or worry about vaccinations. We long for relationships that include all people everywhere, living in the truth. The question, where are you, God, comes to us when we are hurting and feeling alone. Where, O Lord, are you? Why have you left me? I am all alone, and my bones dried up. The Father says to us, I have sent you my Son. He will wipe away your tears. Come to Him, for He is the open gate to your salvation. The Lord God has shown us grace upon grace and saves us from our sin. God knows us. God gives us what we need when we cry. God sent His Son and opens the gate of resurrection to all who believe. Jesus is the open gate. Amen. Let us pray. God of breath, you promised new life to your people in exile by breathing into a valley full of dry bones. Breathe new life into us so that we might live passionately for you as we wait for the return of your Son, our Lord and Savior, the open gate of Jesus Christ. Amen.